Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Classic Vacations podcast. It's our first annual roundtable of meetings of experts, and I'm pleased to be joined by a few of our great team members here at Classic Vacations. Why don't you go around the table and introduce yourself, starting with the man on my left, David Jones. Just say your name and your title and what you do here.
Sure. David Jones, been here about 13 and a half years now. On the team, the account development specialist team, which is ADS, and specialize in all destinations. And yeah, that's my part of it.
Perfect. I'm Julia Jacarajo. I'm associate product manager for Mexico.
And I'm Jose Vigil, marketing manager. Been with Classic for over 10 years.
So we have a very distinguished panel. Pleased that you guys were able to do this podcast. And at Classic Vacations, this is our 40th year anniversary. We've been in this business, and this business has evolved. When we started Classic Vacations, we were using paper tickets for airlines. Smoking was still able to be done on airplanes, which seems obscene if you think about it. The internet was not even around, but through our 40 years, the travel industry and Classic Vacations has evolved. We started with Hawaii, but we now offer Mexico, Europe, Asia, Caribbean, Fiji, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, villas, yachts, national parks, Midiwi, which goes to Africa. So we do almost every place in the world except for
Dubai. We do Dubai,
Dubai as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thailand.
Mm-hmm. And the only place we practically do not do is Antarctica.
Not yet. I have something in store there.
But I'm looking forward to hearing about that. What hasn't changed, though, throughout our 40 years is our commitment to customer service. And we show that commitment by having a 24-hour customer service center in case if anything happens while you're on vacation. We charge a minimum deposit amount of only $20 per person.
Amazing.
No cancellation penalties until the hotel itself or the airline imposes those penalties. And recently we made an effort to expand our services to include the Expedia affiliate network, Viator tours, so you could come to Classic for almost all your travel wishes. We offer a concierge desk that does restaurant reservations, spa appointments. Viator tours does a plethora of tours. And so we became almost like a one-stop shop for travel advisors. But we want to get back to our main focus, which is the level of customer service that we offer.
Yeah, I think, you know, just to butt in, Bryce, I think that also about 3 or 4 years ago, it was a real struggle without concierge, without Viator, without Ian Hotels, because we weren't a one-stop shop. So agents would not really be too happy when they had to call us to book their hotel and airfare, but then had to go get a particular tour somewhere else, or had, you know, certain reservations, like dinner reservations that we didn't have access to. Now, our ladies and concierge are amazing. They can do everything. And then just the addition of the Viator tours and now the Ian, which is Expedia affiliate network hotels. I mean, we do have pretty much a wide range and access of just about almost everything. Of course, minus to certain destinations we don't have, which are very minimal. And hopefully Julie gets on her job and gets us Antarctica and maybe Alaska too.
But some of those Viator tours that we offer are amazing. We do the Last Supper in Milan. We have one in the Riviera Maya where you can race cars like Lamborghinis and Ferraris.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes. And the Expedia affiliate network, although we don't like to promote those hotels, like you can get a lower cost hotel for your client.
Sure.
And because we offer mainly luxury hotels, which is a higher price point, but sometimes you're only staying one night and your flight may be leaving early the next morning. So you can book a lower price hotel since you're not going to be taking advantage of it. And it's a benefit to the customer and you don't have to go somewhere else for that service.
Exactly. Late night flights, we use as day use rooms and type anything. So it's, I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah. And we're with you throughout the whole booking process, like from the very inquiry you receive to when you're travel agent had, or when your client has completed travel and they're ready to book their next trip.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you had a funny story where, not a funny story, but how you not only went above and beyond for a customer, but you were able to arrange a free upgrade.
Yes, yes, yes. That was one of our mutual clients. Bryce has been working with them for what, maybe about 10 or so years.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're local, I think, celebrities here. And it's a popular radio station we have in the Bay Area, 94.9. And yeah, it was just, she just wanted to take a trip, just wanted to get away. They're very busy. And she is, I would say, an Instagram model. So very popular, has over 500,000 followers. And all of her hits get at least a minimum of 5,000 to 10,000 likes and views. So, you know, Natasha was just wanting to get away. We did the wonderful Hotel Masai, a wonderful partner of ours in Mexico. And once I just reached out to the management team there, and they were really nice and easy to work with, they just said, yeah, we'll be happy to have her. Matter of fact, you know, we're going to get her an upgrade. I said, that's amazing. They got a corner suite, top floor, just amazing views. And not only that, they just wanted a few spa treatments. And then she had an idea of maybe just taking one photo shoot in the spa, and they ended up doing like a week's long worth of photo shoots. So it was pretty much a VIP red carpet treatment. And that's kind of a lot of the service that we can provide when we go above and beyond.
And that's the service level you don't get when you book online. Like when you go to or with our other competitors who shall remain nameless, that they don't reach out. They don't go the extra mile for their clients. Like I remember I had this one particular client when I was in reservations, which I was in reservations quite a while. And the travel advisor called me and said, this is a very high-end client. Said, can you call the hotel for him and request a late checkout, which is highly irregular for a person working in our business to call the hotel itself and ask for a late checkout, since they are at the hotel and are in the room and they probably right next to the phone. But I went above and beyond,
yeah.
Called the Holly Kalani and asked this gentleman for a late checkout. But that's just an example of our service level here. Which
and I don't think as wholesalers, you know, on top of it all, we weren't expected to do that. But I think because we are so good at taking care of our customer who was a travel agent, it's fitting for us to do.
Yeah. And you have some strong relationships with travel advisors. I know I do as well from my days in reservations. Mm-hmm. I've stayed at a couple of their houses. I've gone on vacation with them. They're not only our coworkers, but like, you know, value friends.
Totally. We deal with these people every day, talk to them sometimes 3 or 4 or 5 times a day. And, you know, without that relationship and that bond, I don't think we would be as strong as we are without our travel agents.
I agree 100%. I'm glad we're seeing the same page. We're on the same page, Definitely. David Jones.
We always are, right? Always.
And so the last couple of years, our biggest growth segment of classifications has been our groups business, which has tripled in the last 3 years. And groups is one of the hardest things to book when you're a travel advisor, because you're dealing with a lot more people, a lot more requests, and it's a lot more time consuming. But at classifications, we offer a groups coordinator to have you go throughout the process at transfers, tours, hotels. And we also have an online booking engine where you can update your group's reservation throughout the booking process. And there's a special deal going on where you can have $1,000 credit toward a wedding destination, which is quite popular, destination weddings. Have you seen an increase in destination weddings, Jose? I know we have a brochure that details it.
Yeah, definitely. On the marketing side, we love to promote destination weddings and honeymoons as well. And just like you said, it is one of our highest growing segments here at Classic Vacations. But I think it's due to the part that there's a huge demand for it, right? Product, Julia, and the team that she works with, they do a really great job at giving our groups agents great product. Whether you're looking for a 5-star all-inclusive, 4, 3, whatever it is that you're looking for, whatever the price point is, Julia and her team do a really good job at giving us those options, which I think is one of the reasons why we've seen the growth that we have had. We have a wide variety of contracts. And the best thing is too, our service levels come with booking groups as well. You still receive that customer service dedication once the clients are in travel. As Bryce stated, you get your dedicated groups coordinator throughout the entire process. So you're always working with that one person.
Which is key. So you don't have to tell your story over and over again.
Right.
Exactly. Which is the most frustrating thing. Like when we'll take one of the companies that I like the least, say Comcast. When you call Comcast, and you get one of those people on the phone, and then you get transferred, and then you get transferred again.
And even if they're sitting next to the person you just spoke to, they don't know that person.
And you have to explain the whole situation over again. My zip code is 95117. This is the issue I'm having. But here at Classification, you get a dedicated groups coordinator. So it's your own person throughout the reservation process.
And they do a lot of work by email as well, which I think is key for travel advisors nowadays. So they don't always have the time to pick up the phone. And so being able to communicate by email, I think, is worth a lot for them.
I agree. And that's a good point because we're in the travel industry, which means we travel. So we're not always available or at the office. We're sometimes on location checking out hotels or in different destinations. So email is what works.
Definitely.
Yes. And one of the destinations I just wanted to talk about is Mexico, because Mexico, I love going there, but it gets such a bad rap sometimes. There's such negative publicity regarding Mexico, whether it be Zika, cartel violence, immigration. These all negatively impact the tourism industry. But why? Why do they? Like, the U.S. Travel Department just said lowered their warning to all tourism destinations that are deemed safe for Mexico. So I just wanted to touch on that destination, and how do we overcome, how do we overcome objections, like, for people traveling to Mexico?
I mean, we love Mexico. We've continued to travel to Mexico throughout the good news, bad news, whatever it is. So we support Mexico no matter what the news line is this week. To us, Mexico is a safe destination. Most of the time, lots of travelers just staying within the resort. The security in the resorts are very, very high. You know, everybody gets checked in. Nobody is just able to walk into a resort and walk out of a resort. Everybody's checked in. Everybody's checked out. So people know at any given time who's in, who's out. Same with the beach. There's a high, you know, a lot increased security everywhere without you necessarily feeling it.
Yeah, and I think Mexico's also done a really good job as far as just the once you arrive into the airports. Just when I went to Cabo not too long ago, maybe about a month ago now, it's a total different feel when you arrive. It's all streamlined. You know, you don't have that just huge crowds just attacking you once you get out the doors. But they're really more there just for assistance. They know that their tourism is their pipeline of the income, and they really do a good job. Everyone's there. They're dressed professionally. And, you know, there might be one or two people trying to get you to go and do a particular type of tour you might not be interested in. But I'd say about 90% of the people there are willing and ready and want you to find your proper transportation company. They want to get you to exactly where you're going. And they're all very helpful. And they're very fluent in English. Of course, Spanish is their first language. But Cabo was really a really good experience. I hadn't been for a while. So I remember the last time I went, it was night and day, the arrival. Puerto Vallarta is, I think, also is really one of the cleanest places I've ever been, you know, as far as almost zero trash on the street. So Mexico is amazing. And again, I think they're a great partner, too. And from what I've seen, I mean, I think a lot of our groups are majority people go to Mexico, a lot of our groups. And that just says a lot about just the safety. And yeah, when you're on the beach, they know exactly who their customers are. And also, I mean, it makes it easier to be in the luxury industry. Yeah. All of our 4 or 5, even our 3.5-star properties, which I don't think we have many, if any, in Mexico.
No,
but yeah, it's a different feel. You know, you're going to be on the beach and you're really going to feel, even though it's not a private beach, you feel like you know who's a part of this hotel and who's out. And they do a great job of making it comfortable, but also safe and intact.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, I think the properties that we carry, that we contract with, I think they make a lot of the difference in the experience for your clients, essentially. the travel agent clients. David Jones has a really good point. We carry the higher end properties, right? And so particularly with these properties, we have seen them take a much involved approach to the safety concerns that a lot of the customers have. They have instituted, higher security. They have implemented higher security standards throughout the property. As Julia said, not anybody can just walk off the street and come into the property. There are security measures that they take. And I agree, while the Mexican government has been, they've been criticized for a slow response, we have seen that the tourism board has been recently more active in spreading, just awareness of actual safety numbers in the destination. And it's really not as bad as some of these articles are making it out to be.
And they have also have been much faster in issuing official statements rather than letting the news run with it. I think a year ago or a year and a half ago, it was the news run with it. And then 4 or 5 days later, there was a statement. And I think with most previous or recent events, it has not been the case. I think the government was a lot faster than the news, which helps because it just flies by much faster.
Do you think with the new president coming in that the government is going to continue this continue like stopping the violence and helping the people and getting away from the corruption and more into the overall higher economic standard for the people?
Sure. I mean, they absolutely have to. Tourism is one of, if not the most important aspect to the Mexican sort of, to the people there, right? Especially in tourist areas like Cancun and Puerto Vallarta, you can't deny that tourism is extremely important. So for them to not take any action is really only going to hurt them at the end of the day. And because we all love traveling to Mexico, we sort of as a wholesale company, along with other wholesalers in the marketplace, have been pushing them to do more. And I think that's where a lot of this action comes from. With the new president coming in, there's always a lot of, question about what is going to happen, what changes are going to occur, and how fast will they occur. I don't think it's going to get any worse. I think it can only get better, and that's a good outlook for Mexico as a travel destination for sure.
Completely.
Yeah. I'm excited for their future. I think the new president is going to be great.
And I think now, them being our closest partner, which has been that way since forever, but now I think with social media and all of the just all the resistance to the old way of doing things, it has to go change, and that change has to be positive, I think. And I mean, them being so close to us, they want a better lifestyle in general. So, we have the technology, we're in Silicon Valley, they're our neighbors, so a lot of that stuff's going to spread. We have, not one of the best presents we've ever had in a while, but, I think we're still going to be the U.S. and we're still going to be proactive and positive and always on top. Hopefully we stay that way.
And the exchange rate right now is better than it has been in quite a while. So it's 19.5 to 1. So it's the time to travel to Mexico.
Go to Mexico.
And then on that note, is there anything you guys want to say while before we conclude this panel of Meetings of the Mind?
I think we're good.
I think it's all right for now, John. Yeah. We're done.
Excellent. Excellent. So let's do this again. It's early on a Monday morning, so maybe we'll do this in a couple weeks.
We'll be back.
Sounds good.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Bryce.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining.
Save it, Bryce.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.